Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, May 20th, 2024, through Friday, May 24th, 2024. Monday, May 20th, 2024. Florida attorney sentenced to 8 years in prison in fraudulent charitable contribution tax scheme. Michael L. Meyer was sentenced to 8 years in prison for conspiring to defraud the United States and tax evasion arising out of his promotion of an illegal tax shelter scheme involving false charitable deductions. According to court documents and statements made in court, from at least 2013 through 2021, Meyer used his skills as an attorney and certified public accountant to promote his fraudulent tax shelter called the Ultimate Tax Plan. Meyer and his co-conspirators, Rayo Garuda and Cullen Fischel, marketed the scheme as a way for high-income clients to reduce their taxes by claiming deductions for charitable donations that Meyer knew were fraudulent. Meyer prepared boilerplate transaction paperwork for his clients that made it appear that they had donated valuable property to charities Meyers controlled. In fact, the clients retained complete control and use over the donated assets. Meyer wrongfully advised clients they could legally access their donated assets with their own personal use through tax-free loans and execute an exit strategy to buy back their donations at a significantly discounted rate. In some instances, Meyer backdated documents so the clients could claim purported donations on their prior year's tax returns. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Tuesday, May 21st, 2024. Burnsville, Minnesota woman pleads guilty to wire fraud and $250 million Feeding Our Future fraud scheme. Hola Ali Abdi pleaded guilty for her role in the $250 million fraud scheme that exploited a federally funded child nutrition program during the COVID-19 pandemic. According to court documents, Abdi was the owner of Alif Halal LLC, a grocery store located in Burnsville, which she enrolled as a food vendor in the federal child nutrition program under the sponsorship of Feeding Our Future and Sponsor A. Between January 2021 through 2023, Abdi falsely claimed to have provided approximately $3 million worth of food for children through other co-conspirator sites. Abdi provided these co-conspirators with fake Alif Halal invoices that purported to show that Alif Halal had provided substantial amounts of food, when in reality, Abdi provided little or no food. As a result of her guilty plea, Abdi admitted that some of her co-conspirators tried to cover up the fraud by directing her to lie to investigators by asserting, falsely, that Alif Halal had provided food to the co-conspirators' respective businesses. Abdi also claimed falsely to have served more than 242,000 meals to children at her Burnsville site. Ultimately, Abdi received $1,275,710 in proceeds, which includes payments from the co-conspirators who received fake Alif Halal invoices. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Wednesday, May 22, 2024. Japanese language translator charged in complaint with illegally transferring more than $16 million from baseball player's account. Aipai Mizuhara, a Japanese language translator, was charged via federal criminal complaint with unlawfully transferring more than $16 million from a Major League Baseball player's bank account without the player's knowledge or permission to pay off his own substantial gambling debts incurred with an illegal bookmaking operation. According to an affidavit filed with the complaint, from November 2021 to January 2024, Mizuhara wired more than $16 million in unauthorized transfers from a checking account belonging to an MLB player identified in the affidavit as Victim A who in fact is MLB star Shohei Ohtani. The transfers from the bank account allegedly were made from devices and IP addresses associated with Mizuhara, who served as Ohtani's translator and de facto manager. In 2018, Mizuhara accompanied Ohtani, who didn't speak English, to a bank branch in Arizona to assist Ohtani in opening the account and translated for Ohtani when setting up the account details. Ohtani's salary from playing professional baseball was deposited into this account, and he never gave Mizuhara control of this or any of his other financial accounts, according to the affidavit. Mizuhara allegedly told Ohtani's U.S.-based financial professionals, none of whom spoke Japanese, that Ohtani denied them access to the account. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Thursday, May 23, 2024. Former New York security engineer sentenced to 3 years in prison for hacking two decentralized cryptocurrency exchanges. Shakib Ahmed was sentenced to 3 years in prison by U.S. District Judge Victor Marrero for hacking two separate decentralized cryptocurrency exchanges and stealing cryptocurrency worth over $12 million. Ahmed previously pled guilty to computer fraud. According to the charging documents and other filings and statements made in court, on or about July 2nd and 3rd, 2022, Ahmed carried out an attack on a decentralized cryptocurrency exchange in which he used fake pricing data to generate approximately $9 million worth of inflated fees, then withdrew those fees in the form of cryptocurrency. After he stole the fees, Ahmed had communications with the crypto exchange in which he agreed to return all of the stolen funds except for $1.5 million if the crypto exchange agreed not to refer the attack to law enforcement. On or about July 28, 2022, a few weeks after the hack of the crypto exchange, Ahmed carried out an attack on a second decentralized crypto exchange called Nirvana Finance. Ahmed used an exploit he discovered in Nirvana's smart contracts to allow him to purchase cryptocurrency from Nirvana at a lower price than the contract was designated to allow. He then immediately resold the cryptocurrency to Nirvana at a higher price. Nirvana offered Ahmed a bug bounty as much as $600,000 to return the stolen funds, but Ahmed instead demanded $1.4 million, did not reach agreement with Nirvana, and kept all the stolen funds. The $3.6 million Ahmed stole represented approximately all the funds possessed by Nirvana, which as a result shut down shortly after Ahmed's attack. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Friday, May 24th, 2024. Florida defense contractor pleads guilty to fraud, money laundering, and unlawful export of military data. Yuxil Senbol pleaded guilty to 25 counts in Florida federal court, including conspiracy to defraud the United States, conspiracy to commit wire fraud, 8 counts of wire fraud, conspiracy to commit money laundering, 7 counts of money laundering, conspiracy to violate the Export Control Reform Act, and 1 count of violating the Arms Export Control Act. According to court documents, beginning in approximately April 2019, Senbol operated a front company in the Middle District of Florida called Mason Engineering Parts, LLC. She used this front company to assist her co-conspirators, Mehmet Ozkan and owner Simsek, to fraudulently produce contracts to supply critical military components to the Department of Defense. The components were intended for use in the U.S. Army Nimitz and Ford-class aircraft carriers, U.S. Navy submarines, U.S. Marine Corps armored vehicles, and U.S. Army M60 series tanks and Abrams battle tanks, among other weapon systems. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2024. The American Board of Forensic Accounting would like to offer you the opportunity to purchase an electronic copy of the textbook, Forensic and Investigative Accounting, 10th edition, featuring renowned author Dr. D. Larry Crumbly, at the sale price of $145. For more information, please contact Dr. Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us.